This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The captains are out at midfield right now for the coin toss. Carlinville in the all-blue look tonight with the white shoulders on that home blue jersey. For Hillsborough, Rode Weiss with the orange numerals, orange pants. They've got the black helmets. Carlinville with the blue helmets. As we are just about set here, looks like Hillsborough has won the toss, and they will receive the football. So the Carlinville defense will be on the field first here this evening. As we look at that Cavvy defense, you've got Clay Crow and Reed Kleeman at defensive end. Crow a 6'1", 175-pound senior. Kleeman at 6'2", 200 pounds. He's also a senior. Defensive tackle Ethan Trim, he's 6'3", 300 pounds, a junior. Nose guard Christian Griffith, 6'2", 215 pounds, a junior. Defensive tackle Colton Robinson, a 6'2", 220-pound sophomore. The linebackers, Ramey Lewis, a 6'1", 185-pound senior, and Chase Michaels, a 6'1", 180-pound junior. In the secondary, Bobby Seal and Jack Kessinger at the cornerbacks. Seal's 5'9", 160, a junior. Kessinger, 6'2", 175, a senior. The strong safety is T.J. Sims. He's a 5'10", 160-pound junior. And the free safety, Joe Lewis, a 5'8", 165-pound junior. Toppers on the offensive side of the football will be led by quarterback Jace Teakin. He's a 180-pound junior. Three tailbacks, Joey Leip, 5'8", 150-pound senior. Jonah Harkins, 5'9", 170-pound senior. And Jude Bertolino, a 5'11", 175-pound junior. Wide receiver Andrew Law, 140-pound junior. Dylan McCamick at tight end, he's a 6'1", 175-pound senior. We'll get you the topper offensive line after Lonnie Rosentrader puts his foot to it and gets us underway here in week number 7. Staunton and Greenville coming up next here on FM 106. And, of course, Cardinal Baseball, game 1 of the National League Championship Series, live right now on AM 1540 and FM 106.9. Rosentrader is ready, and we are set to go for football here on a chilly night in Carlinville. He puts his right foot to it, drives it low down the middle of the field. It'll be fielded on a hop back at the 15-yard line and moving forward. That is Leip, I do believe, on the return back out across the 30 to the 31, and that's where the toppers will start, first and 10. So at center, you got Finn Tisco. He's a 5'10", 190-pound senior. Magnus Wells and Brady Huber at the guards. Wells, 6'3", 225, a sophomore. Huber, 6'2", 215, a junior. The tackles, Ian Malloy, he's 6'2", 220 pounds, a sophomore. And Cooper Holcomb, 6', 275 pounds, a junior. Jace Deacon is set to roll for the toppers. Full house backfield as they start on the ground straight ahead, and the Cavaliers stack it up after a short gain on the play that time by Jonah Harkins.
Of course, toppers do like to run. They try to establish a run game.
Picked up 2 on that first down carry, and that'll bring up 2nd and 8. In that full house backfield behind Teakin. On the ground with Joey Leip running left side. He crosses the 35 out to the 36, and it'll set up an early third down opportunity for this Hillsborough offense. You see the Hillsborough coaches on the far side of the field. They've got the big poster board with a big G in black lettering being held up right now to signify the play. They've also got an orange placard over there. The toppers can get the play. Just underway. Opening drive of the ball game. 3rd and 5 for Hillsborough. Teakin keeps it himself, and he is snowed under back at the 35-yard line. A loss of 1 on 3rd and 5, and it'll bring up 4th down. Bolton Robinson in on the stop for Carlinville as the Cavaliers were not fooled that time on the quarterback keeper. Clock will run 10.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Colton DeLong will head back to receive the Hillsborough punt. It'll be Jace Teakin to kick it away for the toppers. 4th and 6, ball marked at Hillsborough's own 35-yard line. Snap is high. Jace pulls it down. Low kick. It's going to bounce short of midfield, take a Hillsborough roll inside of the Carlinville 45 and be down at the 44. And, Carl, that was a low rugby-style punt, and Teakin fortunate that ball did not hit one of his linemen.
It could have Of course, went the other way, hit a Cavalier who's just going back to block because that ball was, well, what, 4 foot off the ground, basically.
It was a worm burner. So here comes Michael Byatt in the Carlinville offense. Colton DeLong in the backfield. He has been sensational this year, 979 yards, and he gets the carry to start. Runs left, bounces outside, drags a would-be tackler inside the Hillsboro 45, down to the 42. Gain of 14.
Seven away, Tim, just like that.
That didn't take long.
We didn't think it'd take Colton too long.
The blockers up front, Tyler Rios, a left tackle, 235-pound senior. Chase Michaels, a left guard, 180-pound junior. Christian Griffith at center, 215-pound junior. Ethan Trim at right guard, a 300-pound junior. And right tackle Zach Reed, 195-pound junior. DeLong is the deep back. They will give to Colton again. Running left. Oh, a nice stiff arm, and then he's met by Life and drove out of bounds just inside the topper 40. They will mark him out. Generous spot down at the 37. Gain of 5. Clock running, 9:20 for the opening quarter. As we have seen a heavy dose of Colton DeLong. He was 2 yards away from a 200-yard game last week, went well over 200 against Staunton. I formation behind Byatt. They will slip it to Colton Robinson straight up the gut. Robinson makes a man miss, lowers his shoulder. He's inside the 30, down to the Hillsboro 29. A pickup of about 8 for Colton Robinson. A nice piece of powerful running right there from the fullback Robinson, a 220-pound sophomore. Jeraven Johnson and Aiden Noggle the wideouts. Jack Kessinger is the tight end. A tight formation here for Hillsboro. 10 on the line of scrimmage as Byatt takes the snap, gives to DeLong. He's in trouble in the backfield, but still plows his way forward. What a nice piece of running down inside the 25 at the 24. A gain of 5, and Carl, just like that, I think he's over 1,000.
That'll put him over it. 24 already on the game.
In the first drive of the game on senior night, Colton DeLong becomes the 15th Carlinville Cavalier to rush for 1,000 yards in a season.
Of course,
it's only week 7, so we knew he was going to get it.
And he wasn't planning on stopping after he got 21 yards today either.
I formation for the Cavaliers. Byatt's under center, second and 5. 8:05 for the opening quarter. DeLong again runs right. Oh, nice little hesitation. Right. Bounces outside, turns the corner, and he has a Carlinville first down inside the 15, down at the 13, a gain of 11. And Carlinville has entered the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Seavers. Online at SeaversEquipment.com. Well, exactly what we've seen the previous 2 weeks on the ground with Colton DeLong. There's no secret. The teams have struggled to stop it. First and 10 for the Cavies. I formation. It's Colton again. He'll run left this time. Tries to cut it up inside. And he gets down to the Hillsboro 10-yard line. Pickup of 3. Next snap will be the 7th play of the drive. A chilly night here in Carlinville. And you got the winter coats out, the hoodies, the stocking caps, the heavy blankets. Didn't have that the first part of the year.
Nope. A little over 90.
Hot chocolate sales will be doing quite well this evening. DeLong in the backfield. Byatt will pitch left to Colton. Has blocking in front. DeLong is met at the 5 and slung down at the Hillsboro 4 after a gain of 6. 6:50 for the opening quarter. And let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. Auburn strikes early against Riverton. Right now a 7-0 lead. Still plenty of time left in the first quarter. Now back to Tim and Carl in Carlinville.
Thank you very much, David. The Cavaliers are 3rd down and 2 inside the 4. I formation. Robinson the fullback, DeLong the tailback. Byatt will give to DeLong. Colton lowers his shoulder, straight ahead, dragging the entire pile as he into the end zone. No, down at the 1, where it'll be 1st and goal, a pickup of 3. It only took about 6 toppers to stop him, Carl.
Yeah, and the Carlinville line, like we was talking about earlier, really keeps motoring too, Tim, and that's just makes the job for Colt Long so much better.
A style like this, a night like this, this is what offensive linemen, this is why they start playing football. I formation for Byatts. First and goal. They will give it to the fullback, Colton Robinson, and he is into the end zone for the Cavvy touchdown. Opening drive of the ball game, Carthenville goes right down the field, all on the ground, capped by Robinson's one-yard touchdown at the 5:53 mark of the opening quarter.
It's amazing what a different style this is than just to last year's Cavalier offense. We would have games that the clock would hardly move because they were capable of scoring on 3-4 plays, maybe less. And now they're becoming a power-driving running team and eating a lot of clock on these good drives.
Lonnie Rosentrader on for the point after. 6-0 Cavvies. The snap is back. The hold is down. Rosentrader's kick up through the north uprights, and it is good. 5 minutes, 53 seconds for the opening quarter. Carthenville strikes first. They lead Hillsboro 7-0. Back with the Cavvy kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary for Carthenville. 9 plays, 56 yards, 4 minutes, 11 seconds, a 1-yard touchdown from Colton Robinson as Colton DeLong went over the 1,000-yard mark for his career on the drive. Rosentrader's kick is away, fielded moving forward by the topper return man, and a nice return out to the Hillsboro 40-yard line, as I believe the return that time belonged to Maddox Scott. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carthenville since 1854. 1854, Carl.
Way back then.
Oh, my goodness. You turned 60 last week, but you don't even remember 1854.
Nope. Probably not in the history books. I wouldn't remember any of that back then either, even though we studied this.
A long time ago, though. You got an excuse. Hand off to Harkins. Tekin keeps it himself, and he had nowhere to go. Ramien Lewis gets him down for a loss of 2 back at the 38 of the toppers. And, Carl, even if he handed it off that time to Harkins, Harkins was going to get blown up in the backfield.
He was indeed. And while talking about birthday, sister turned 70 today, Mary Martin.
Happy birthday.
We're a decade apart.
There you go.
Within a week.
Real close, yeah. That's pretty good. Hand off to Harkins, running right, and Jonah Harkins lowers his shoulder in midfield, but a flag comes out.
Boy,
is the area of a hold, or is it a face mask?
Well,
it's a hold on Hillsboro. So did you guys have joint birthday parties as kids?
Probably. Heck, I don't remember.
Probably.
She's a decade older than me. Think about it. We weren't playing with the same toys at the time.
That's true. She didn't want to share her birthday with her brother, who's 10 years younger.
I'm sure she didn't.
So the hold's going to wipe out a nice run for Harkins off that right side.
I was going to say, isn't that the way it works when you're down and out, and Topper's kind of down and out? They get a good run, and sure enough, you get a penalty that eliminates it.
And it is amazing, like, when a team is struggling, no matter the team, that's what happens.
It's like, well, just seems to be automatic. Something bad happens.
Find yourself behind the chains. It's 2nd and 20. Hand off to Harkins running left, and he's got nowhere to go as he is caught from the backside that time. Ethan Trim tracked him down and got him to the turf. It's going to be 3rd and long as they're going to spot it just inside the 30, but we'll call it no gain on the play, and it's 3rd and 20. They do mark it at the 29. So a loss of 1 officially. 4.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Very official up here.
Very official.
Tekin rolling to his left. He's in trouble. He's going to turn the corner. He's going to keep it himself, and he's going to get back close to the original line of scrimmage, well short of first down yardage. He's down at the 38. Got 9 yards. Going to bring up 4th and long. Clock will stop as Tekin was forced out of bounds on that far sideline. 4:16 for the opening quarter. So Colton DeLong will go back to return the punt. Jace Tekin will stand at his own 30-yard line to punt it away on 4th and 12. Snap was high. Tekin had to elevate for it. Gets this kick away. It's a short kick. It's going to bounce just outside the 40. DeLong lets it go. Takes a topper roll inside the 35 down at the 33. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. A few minutes into the game with Litchfield and Pena, and the Panthers have scored. Pena, that is. The score is 7-0. Still well under 10 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Now back to Tim and Carl in Carlinville.
That was cold, David.
It was.
That was cold here on a chilly night. 4:05 for the opening quarter. He said that, my eyebrows raised. I formation for Byatt. He will hand to DeLong. Colton lowers his shoulder at the line of scrimmage. Nice shot by Hills, but will shut it off there. Gained 1 yard. He will give him 3 yards, and that's Colton DeLong. You think it's one, turns out to be three.
Last week, it seemed like he had a no-game situation a couple times and would end up with 3 yards out of it. So that adds up.
That's how you get to 1,000 yards.
And keep the drive
going, too. Yes. Such a great skill for a running back to be able to get something when it looks like nothing is there. I formation, Robinson the fullback, DeLong the tailback. Michael Byatt will hand to Robinson. Hit at the point of attack, and look at him just drive the pile out to the 39 for 3 more yards. You could just see those legs churning like a workhorse.
And in that particular one, he was hit in the backfield, Tim. Still was able to drive for a positive gain.
Colton DeLong, 6'1", 220-pound senior, playing what potentially could be his final game on this field here tonight.
Toppers have their chance here, third and fairly long for once.
Third and about 5. They give it to Robinson right up the gut. He's got the first down, holds on to the football down inside the Hillsborough 45 at the 43.
Well,
up the gut.
Yeah, you know they were looking for Colton DeLong to get that ball. And Cavaliers fooled him with a play just fullback right up the middle, wide open.
18 yards for Robinson right up the gut untouched until the end of the run. So Robinson has the touchdown and a big run for a first down on third down. I formation again. It'll be DeLong again, hit by Harkins, and showing it does a good job to wrap him up and hold on and get DeLong on the ground. Carlinville's going to take a timeout as DeLong got 1 yard down to, actually no gain, to the 43. 2:26 for the opening quarter. Carlinville leading Hillsborough 7-0. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. Along with Carl DeBar, Tim Mines back here at Carlinville High School. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios producing tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. Staunton and Greenville coming up next in Game 2 of our WSMI Week 7 doubleheader. Jeraven Johnson put into motion. They will give it to Johnson on the end around. Nice little piece of hesitation running there, and Johnson motors his way down inside of the 40-yard line. They'll mark him at about the 38. We'll call it a gain of 5 for Jeraven Johnson. Clock running 2:05 for the opening quarter. And you mentioned it earlier, Carl, but with this style, the Carlinville games have a quick pace to them.
They do.
Last week in Gillespie, the first quarter took about 17 minutes.
Yeah, both teams had good drives. No, first drives of the game.
Here's Colton DeLong running left. Oh, lowers the boom down on Joey Lipe. It gets inside the 30 at the 29 for a gain of 9. Actually, a gain of 11 for Mr. DeLong as the yards continue to mount up. 100 seconds for the opening quarter.
Carlinville already with 8 first downs in this game.
Whew. Looks like Bobby Seals in the backfield now as DeLong comes off the field. They will give to Bobby, and Seal runs left side, and he is down at the Hillsborough 26-yard line. Gain of 3. 70 seconds for the opening quarter. By it to the sideline to get the play. Everyone bundled up here tonight. Jed Easterday even has long pants on this evening, Carl. I remember him telling me last year that his wife basically told him, you got to stop wearing shorts when it's cold. So smart man, he listened.
He has to listen to his wife.
That's
right.
Important. Here's Bobby Seal. Almost lost that football.
He
come out late as he was pinning that ball high on his shoulder pads, spinning backwards, and somehow maintained possession for Carlinville as he gets inside of the 25 down to about the 24. He was actually supposed to do it last year, but, of course, his son Jarrett said, Dad, you can't change that my senior year. So he put it off a year. And we have another timeout on the field. No, we don't. Carnival's just going to let that be the final play of the first quarter. The clock will run at 15 seconds. Play clock at 18. So another fast-paced first quarter for the Carthageville Cavaliers as they pound this football week after week with Colton DeLong and this offensive line. After 12 minutes, it is Carthageville 7, Hillsboro nothing. Back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Second quarter action here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthageville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Third and four for the Cavaliers. They are attacking the south end zone now. Ball spotted at the 24. They will motion Johnson right to left. Byatt will hand to DeLong. Straight ahead, runs through one tackle. He's in the outside. He breaks free. 10-5. Touchdown. First play of the second quarter, Colton DeLong goes 24 yards out at 11:52 of the second quarter.
Yeah, Colton, 67 for the game. 100 is not too far from his future in this particular football game.
Ronnie Rosentrader now on for the point after. It will be Aiden DeBerzy to hold. The snap is back. The hold is down. Rosentrader's kick is up. Plenty of leg, and it is good. 11:52 for the first half. Carthageville adds their lead. They lead the Toppers 14-0. Back with the Cavvy kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeVar back here at Carthageville High School in a press box where apparently everybody's phone but mine can get Wi-Fi connection. Ronnie Rosentrader has it teed up at the 40. Although I did run my phone over with a lawnmower last week.
Trying to see how tough it was.
Here's a kick. Oh, big hit. His life on the return has his legs taken right out from underneath him. That's a great open field hit there on the return, as that was Dustin Roberts who laid out light.
Good job by Light to hang on to that ball.
And those are the types of hits in and out like this, Carl. That don't feel good. That don't feel good. First and 10 for the Toppers as the ball is marked right at the 30-yard line. We'll see Tekin move into shotgun now. He will motion Leip left to right. Handoff. I think that's Jonah Harkins out across the 30 to the 32. It'll be second and 8. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. A couple updates out of the South Central Conference. In the first quarter, Roxana leading Gillespie 7-3, and then Vandalia leading Southwestern 13-0. Now back to Tim and Carl in Carlinville.
David Jenkins, thank you very much. It is second and 8 for the Toppers. Down 14-0 early. They've had the ball twice, gone three and out both times. High snap. Tekin pulls it down with his right hand, then hands it off straight up. The guy, first down for Harkins into Carthageville territory. Down at the 45. Nice piece of running from Jonah Harkins.
Harkins showed his great speed and as he burst through that line and looked like no one was going to catch him there for a second.
Picked up 22 yards. Boy, the snap was high.
threw everybody off, it seemed like, you would think. But it worked in the Topper's favor this time.
Yeah, Harkins, like he was shot out of a cannon right there, burst into Carthageville territory. First time Hillsboro's moved the chains tonight. Tekin from gun, motions Bertolino. Jay's going to keep it himself. Pours off the right side. He's got real estate. 20, 10, 5. It's a Topper touchdown. Jace Tekin untouched off the right side.
A big turn event for the Toppers. They get back right back in this football game.
Three plays to go 70 yards. The big run from Harkins and then the big run from Tekin. That was a 45-yard touchdown at the 10:33 mark of the first half of play. That has this big Carthageville crowd quieted. Tekin was untouched. Toppers will go for two. Tekin Hands it off, running left, and into the end zone for the conversion is Jonah Harkins. And it's
flag on the play, though.
14-8. Oh, laundry on the field.
And it is against the Toppers.
So take the 2 points off. At the 10:33 mark, they will move the football back to about the 7 yard line.
So it must have been a motion or jumping offside penalty. I never did see what the call was. But it does cost the Toppers big right here. They can't get that point back.
They will still go for two here. Leip, Bertolino, and McCamick line up on the left side. Teakin to throw right over the middle, and it is caught. The conversion is good. A beautiful throw and catch for the two-point conversion. Teakin to Leip. And with 10:33 to play in the first half, it is 14-8. Carlinville with the lead. Back with the Topper kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary for the Toppers. Three plays, 70 yards in a minute and 15 seconds. A 45-yard touchdown from Jace Teakin at the 10:33 mark of quarter number two. Two-point conversion good from Teakin to Leip. 14-8 Carlinville. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carlinville since 1854. Little squib kick right down the heart of the field, picked up there by Dustin Roberts, and he carries it out across the 40 to about the 42, and that's where Carlinville will start, first and 10. And Carlos, we've seen that throughout this year for Carlinville's defense. They have been susceptible to the big play.
Big plays, too, actually back-to-back. Tim, and that was the key, the 22, of course, yard run by Harkins, and then Teakinton comes up with a 45-yard touchdown scramble. And no one really touched him. I mean, he just kind of shot through the one side to the right side, and he was gone.
He outran everybody to that far pylon. I formation behind Byatt. Robinson, the fullback, along the tailback. They give to Colton. Runs through one tackle, fighting, churning. Takes four white shirts to get him down at the Carlinville 45 for a gain of three, and that's another DeLong run where it should have been no gain, and he gets three.
But still a good job by the Hilltoppers. If you can hold DeLong to three, you got to say he did your job.
Second and seven for the Cavaliers. They scrimmage from their own 45-yard line. DeLong the tailback. Robinson the fullback. Byatt's under center. They will give it to the fullback. Colton Robinson takes a step to his right, plows his way to the 50-yard line, where it'll be third and short, a gain of five for Robinson. Clock running 9:40 for the first half of play. Byatt's back into the Carlinville huddle after he went to the sideline to get the play call. Noggle will split out wide to the left for the Cavies. Still an I formation behind Byatt's. Handoff will go to DeLong. Straight ahead, Colton DeLong. He's got a seam with a stiff arm down to the Hillsboro 35-yard line and a gain of 15. Combination of speed and power for Colton DeLong.
85 already in the game.
He's on his way to another 200-yard game. Nearing the 9-minute mark of the first half. 14-8, Carlinville. Toppers just answered with a big-time touchdown. Stretch play to DeLong, running left. And Colton DeLong on first and 10 carries down inside the 30 to about the 27 for a gain of close to 8 yards. And a flag on the field. That's near the end of the run. We'll get our signal right now. It's a hold. Nope, horse collar. On Hillsboro.
Ooh.
So tack on the yardage at the end of the run. So DeLong gets eight on the carry. And that horse collar penalty is going to add 15 more. And into the Seavers of Criminal Red Zone go the Cavaliers, powered by Seavers and Kubota. Score now with Kubota at Seavers. Online at SeaversEquipment.com. Ball is marked just inside the 15 at the 14. I formation, Byatt's, hands to DeLong. straight ahead and down to the 10-yard line of the Toppers for a gain of four. 8.5 minutes for the first half. The Topper defense looking to come up with a turnover here and keep Carlinville out of the end zone. Second and six. I formation for the Cavaliers and Byatts as Michael comes under center. We know he's got a hard count. He hasn't had to use it tonight. They slip it to the fullback, Robinson, straight ahead into the end zone for the touchdown, his second of the night.
And again, I think Topper's just keying too much on Colton DeLong, and Colton Robinson just finds a huge hole right up the middle.
Unblocked right up the gut for a 10-yard touchdown.
For Robinson, 42 yards to complement it, going along with Colton DeLong's 97.
Rosentrader on for the try. Snap back, hold down. Lonnie's kick is up. Once again, plenty of leg, and it is good. 8:06 for the first half. Carlinville strikes right back. They lead Hillsborough 21-8. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WUSMI. 21-8, Carlinville leading Hillsborough here in week 7 of the high school football season. Rosentrader drives it down the middle of the field. It's going to take a high hop at the 15-yard line, fielded there by the Topper returner, and driving out across the 40-yard line with a nice return that time was Jude. Nope. Let's see. That belongs to Ben Taylor on the return as he got out to the 40-yard line, and that's where Hillsborough will start. First and 10 coming off of a touchdown scoring drive. Your Heinz Furniture Floor Coverings drive summary for the Cavaliers. 10 plays, 58 yards, 2 minutes, 21 seconds. A 10-yard touchdown for Colton Robinson, his second of the night, 21-8 Cavies. After the Rosentrader PAT, that's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carlinville since 1854. Tekin on the keeper, and he's going to get out to the Hillsborough 44 for a pickup of 4 and bring up second and 6. Can the Topper offense keep the momentum going after that touchdown drive the last time they had the football? And you know that had to feel good for Hillsborough, not just the offensive unit, but the entire team, to have a quick scoring drive like that. A couple of chunk plays, and into the end zone they went. They officially gave Tekin a gain of 5. They marked him at the 45. Chase will hand it off, running left. The flag comes out as Harkins on the carry gets to midfield, but we'll wait on the flag. While we do that, let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. Back in the South Central Conference, Pena leading Litchfield 21-0 in the first half. Also, Vandalia extending their lead over Southwestern 19-0. Now back to Tim and Carl in Carlinville.
That is a holding penalty on Hillsborough, so they will step that off. And the football is going to be marked all the way back at the Topper 35-yard line. Hillsborough finds themselves behind the chains once again with 7:11 to play in the first half. Clock will run 21-8, Carlinville leading. Cavies have had the ball 3 times and scored 3 touchdowns. All on the ground. Not a pass attempt tonight. Tekin on the keeper, faked left. He's running right, looking for the corner. He gets the corner, and he crosses the 45. Where will they mark him out on the far side of the field? Looks like he'll be out at about the 47. Nice gain for Tekin on what was second and long, and he's made it a third and short. So that was a big get for Tekin there on second down. It'll be 3rd and 3.
Tekin, another good game. They don't look like they're looking for him at all. If you notice, he runs off to the side. If he can break one or two or make a move on one or two players, he's got an open field.
Well, they got 3 tailbacks in the game essentially at all times with Light, Parkins, and Bertolino. And they're going to keep it on the ground straight ahead, but Carlinville not fooled there. They stack it up and throw it for no gain on the play as there is nowhere to go that time for Jonah Harkins. It'll be 4th down and about 3, and we'll see what Duffy wants to do here. 6.5 minutes for the first half, 21-8, Carlinville leads. And if the Toppers, Carl, this could be time to go.
I'd say no reason not to. They showed they have a little good passing offense when they had to go deep from a short two-point conversion to a seven-yard conversion. Play like that could work right here.
Four receiver set, Leipel motion left to right. Teakin going to fake the handoff. He's going to try to get it himself. He gets the topper first down and more. And he is inside of the Cavalier 40 down at the 38.
Yeah, I'd say that
15.
Cavalier defense isn't respecting Teakin's ability to run, because it seems like when all the running backs go one way and he goes the other, there's virtually no one on that side of the field.
They better start respecting, because
yeah,
he's gashing them.
No one's really watching him, I don't think.
Carlinville takes a timeout. 5:55 for the first half. 21-8, Cavies lead. Hillsboro on the move. We'll come back to Carlinville High School following these messages on WSMI. A cold night here across mid-Illinois. We were into the 40s basically all day long, and we're going to get into the 30s as this night moves along. We won't get there by during this game, but it is cold tonight. Stocking caps out. Everybody bundled up here tonight in Carlinville. Toppers running hot at the moment, though. They have first and 10 at the Carlinville 38. Teakin going to keep it this time, running right. Flag comes out. That's going to be a hold on the Toppers as Teakin is thrown out of bounds on the far sideline. That'll be a hold on Hillsboro. That'll cost them 10 yards. They're going to go back near midfield after they mark off this penalty. Stay tuned for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show with David Jenkins at the break, and then game two of our doubleheader has Staunton at Greenville.
Yeah, already the fifth penalty against the Toppers for 50 yards. And that's definitely hurt their offensive drives.
They got around a penalty earlier on this drive. They will try to do it again. It's going to be first and 20 for Hillsboro as the ball is moved back to the 49-yard line. 5:47 for the first half. Collinville will get the football to start the third quarter. Cavies looking to go to 4-3 on the year. Hillsboro looking for the first win.
The
snap is muffed and fumbled. A mad scramble for it, and Carlinville says they have it, and they do. The snap was high. I think it went off the face of Tika, then bounced off the shoulder pads of Harkins, moved forward towards the line of scrimmage, eventually picked up by the Cavaliers. So that is unfortunate for Hillsboro after they had another nice drive working.
Been a problem a lot of the game, and sometimes it almost looked like it helped them on high snaps, but this one got through. Teakin wasn't able to handle it.
A tight formation for Carlinville, by its under center. Whistles and flags before the snap. And Carlinville takes another timeout. Chad Easterday didn't like what he saw one bit. 5:40 first half. Carlinville 21. Hillsboro 8. We'll come back to Carlinville High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Carlinville High School. 21-8, the Cavaliers leading. They've used all three of their timeouts here in the first half as Colton DeLong in the backfield all by himself. They'll give it along as they stack the line of scrimmage, and Colton carries out to the 50. Now a flag comes in late as the topper went flying out of the backside of that pile, and I don't know if we're going to get some sort of unnecessary roughness penalty on Carlinville. But the play was over, and all of a sudden, one of the topper defenders was being thrown backwards. Personal foul on Carlinville. So that's at the end of the run. So he'll give DeLong 4 yards on the carry to midfield. Then they will step off the unnecessary roughness personal foul penalty. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
6.5 minutes left in the first half at Maroa Forsyth, and Athens a 7-0 lead over the Trojans. Now back to Tim and Carl in Carlinville.
Good ball game there. Of course, Athens' only loss came to Williamsville in the opening week of the season. Maroa Forsyth's only loss came to Williamsville just a few weeks ago. So after the penalty, it is second and about 20, and now we have a bit of a delay here before we get ready for play as the officials all came towards the line of scrimmage. Now they're going back to their respective positions, and we are ready to go. 5:31 for the first half. I formation for Carlinville. They will give to DeLong. Colton running right, uses the stiff arm, turns the corner, keeps his feet, and he has the Carlinville first down, dragging would-be tacklers. They don't even get him down. He eventually just gets out of bounds at the Hillsboro 40. Picked up 20. 5. On 2nd and 20, Colton DeLong says, no problem, I got this.
126 and counting, unofficially, but like I say, it'd be hard to believe he won't get 200 in this game the way he's going.
Might give him this half the way he's going. 9 Cavaliers on the line. Byatt's under center. DeLong the tailback. They give to Colton again. Hit in the backfield. Sidesteps that and falls inside of the 40 down to the 38 of Hillsborough. Old-fashioned, straight downhill, smash-mouth football for Carlinville here the last 3 weeks. And they have found their identity. They were struggling, perhaps, to find that identity the first part of the season, but they have it now. They are a physical, rugged football team. As we play with 4:45 to play in the first half of week number 7. Carlinville leading Hillsborough 21-8. Full house backfield for the Cavies. It'll be DeLong again. Straight ahead. Great blocking. And Colton powers his way down to the Hillsborough 31. Gain of 7. 4.5 minutes for the first half. Time-consuming drives. And with this style, Carl, we talked about it last week with Gillespie. You saw it in the minors in the second half. It just wears you out.
That's true. The second half sometimes is the punishing half because the line is just so worn out.
Third and inches for the Cavaliers. They will give to the fullback Robinson. He's got the first down inside of the Hillsborough 25 down to the 22. Gain of 9 yards on that play for Robinson. 4 minutes for the first half. And Robinson has had a big half.
51 yards and just 6 carries.
And 2 touchdowns.
Gotta love that from your fullback.
DeLong all alone in the backfield. We've seen this formation a number of times. 9 on the line, by its under center. DeLong by himself in the backfield. He takes the carry, runs left, and he is down to about the 16, a gain of 6, and Carlinville back into the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Exmark. Score now with Exmark at Seavers, online at SeaversEquipment.com. It'll be 2nd and 2 for the Cavaliers. Clock running 3:20 first half. This drive started after Hillsborough fumbled the football back in midfield. That was after a penalty pushed them back to 2nd and 20. Byatt's going to run the stretch play left with DeLong, and he is hit in the backfield, turns his body, and he gets the first down. Hillsborough thought they had him lined up. DeLong said, no, sir, and he moves the chains for the Cavaliers. It'll be first down at about the 13. Got 3. All the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. Sports Saturday at 9:03. Got Fighting Illini football tomorrow. Taking on Michigan. 10 o'clock pregame on 105.3 The Ox. Here's DeLong again. A little bit of a high step in the backfield. And he carries it down to the 10 for another gain of 3. Game 2 of the NLCS tomorrow afternoon, 2:13 pregame on AM 1540 and FM 106.9. You can hear Game 1 right now on FM 106.9. The Nationals leading the Cardinals 1-0 as they go to the bottom of the third.
Already 33 rushing attempts by the Cavaliers in this half.
No passes.
And 34 coming up.
Right. It's Robinson on carry number 34, and he takes it down to the 5-yard line, a pickup of 5, and it'll be 3rd and short from there. Carlinville threw the ball 1 time 2 weeks ago, threw it 4 times last week, have not had to put it in the air yet this week. Third and 2.
Yeah, you got to believe this is really hard on defensive lines, just play after play of punishment.
Somewhere Tunde Ridley is smiling. 3rd and 2. I formation. They hand to DeLong. Colton powers off right. Tackle backs his way into the end zone for the Cavy touchdown. Colton's 2nd touchdown of the night. This one from 5 yards out comes at the minute 39 mark of the first half. Another impressive drive for the Cavaliers.
So Colton, DeLong, up to 152 yards. Colton Robinson, 56 yards. Quite a tandem right tonight.
Lonnie Rosentrader on for the point after Tabersi to hold. Snap is down, the kick is up, and Rosentrader's kick is good. 99 seconds for the first half. It is Carthenville 28, Hillsboro 8. We're back with the Cavvy kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture floor coverings drive summary. After a 10-play, 54-yard drive, 4 minutes and 1 second, a 5-yard touchdown from Colton DeLong makes it 28-8 after Rosentrader's kick was good, and that all coming after the Hillsboro fumble. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carthenville since 1854. Short kickoff is returned by Andrew Law, brought down by Jack Kessinger here on the near side of the field as Law got it back to the topper 35-yard line, and that's where they will start first and 10 with a minute 35 for the first half.
I think the Toppers still have at least two timeouts. Did they use one also? Cavaliers used all three.
Cavaliers used all three. I do not believe Hillsboro's used a timeout.
They might not used any.
They just have to make sure they don't get behind the chains with penalties. The first turnover of the game proved costly for the Toppers as Carlinville cashed it into 7 points. Bertolino motions. They will fake. Tekin going to keep it in the backfield. Almost brought down, and now he is. TJ Sims had a chance at him. And then I do believe it was Colton Robinson who finished him off. That's going to be a big loss back at the 30, a loss of 5. Clock running, 70 seconds for the first half. Carlinville will get the football out of the locker room. Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up next here on WSMI. Tekin going to throw to the right. Catch is made by Law on the far side of the field. Turns it up. He's going to be a yard shy of the first down. That was a nice throw and catch from Tekin to Law. The clock will run, and now the Toppers will take a timeout. 49.9 seconds for the first half. 28-8, Carthenville leading Hillsboro. Back to CHS following these messages on WSMI. Third and one for the Toppers from their own 44-yard line, 49.9 seconds for the first half. 28-8, Carthenville leading. Tekin going to keep it himself, running right, has the Hillsboro first down, and he steps out of bounds on that topper sideline right at midfield. That's a gain of 6, and Jace Tekin's had a nice night running the football.
He has indeed, 68 yards. And, of course, 1-for-1 officially in the passing game. I'm guessing they might try and put up a couple passes here, Tim.
The near side official had him at the 50. The far side of the official on the side of the plate marked him out at the Hillsboro 49. Tekin going to throw down the sideline and incomplete, looking for Law. Good coverage over there by Aiden Noggle.
Of course, the time of the half, you can take those kind of chances. He basically threw into double coverage, just hoped his receiver had found a way to catch it.
The topper fumble, one of the big plays in this half. It was 21-8. Hillsboro was driving. They fumbled. Then Carlinville went 10 plays and 54 yards for a touchdown. Just like that, a three-score game at 28-8. Tekin going to fake the inside handoff. He's going to run to the right. Flag comes out as Tekin carries inside the Carlinville 45 down to the 43. But we'll wait on the signal. It's a hold on the Toppers.
Pretty much right at the line of scrimmage, so all the game will be gone before the penalty even.
32.9 seconds for the first half. Staunton at Greenville coming up next here on FM 106. David Jenkins has the Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up. Of course, the really important game with playoff implications tonight is Gillespie at Roxana. The winner of that game is really going to have an inside track to the postseason. If Roxana loses, they're out. If Gillespie loses, they will have 4 losses and need to beat Greenville and Staunton the final 2 weeks of the year. We saw the Miners a week ago, and they're a good football team.
They are indeed.
Second and 20 for the Toppers. And David will let us know what's going on there between the Miners and the Shells in the Shelter Insurance halftime show. Clock running, 20 seconds for the first half. Tekin straight back in the pocket on second and 20. Has time, sets, throws, and overshot his receiver as he was looking for Joey Light. Plenty of arm on that throw.
He's got the arm.
That'll bring up third down in about 13.7 seconds for the first half. That time he outthrew his receiver and the three Carlinville defenders. Beautiful looking football.
And Teak will be back next year. That's one of those positives that the Toppers do have to look forward to.
And when you look at the Toppers, you do see a lot of juniors and sophomores in the starting lineup. On that offensive line, only one senior to go with two sophomores. Toppers looking to the sideline, and they're going to take a timeout. 13.7 for the first half, 28-8 Carlinville leads. Hillsborough has third and 20 from inside their own 40 when we come back to Carlinville following these messages on WSMI. Two touchdowns apiece for Colton DeLong and Colton Robinson as Carlinville has done it all on the ground here this evening. Hillsborough trying to find pay dirt here at the end of the first half. Third and 20 from inside their own 40. Teakin has to step up in the pocket. Flushed to his left, and he's going to go out of bounds and stop the clock with 5.6 to play, and it's going to bring up fourth down and 20. Ramey Lewis forced him out for a loss of one back to the 38. If you're Hillsborough there, you just assume C.T. stay in bounds.
Yep, would have just ended the half. No, Cavaliers did not have a timeout, so.
Now they will have a chance for a Hail Mary at least. Maybe get a defensive penalty, get an extra snap. Just make sure you take up all 5.6. Teakin going to run, and he's down. That's not going to do it. Oh, but the clock will run out.
Two double zeros, just barely.
After two quarters, it is Carlinville 28, Hillsborough 8. It is time for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WQSMI. Along with Carl DeVar, Tim Mines back here at Carlinville High School. We thank David Jenkins for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show here on WSMI FM 106. Stay tuned for game two of our doubleheader tonight. Staunton is at Greenville. Here at Carlinville, the Cavs lead the Toppers 28-8, and Carlinville will get the football to start the second half. Another heavy dose of Colton DeLong here tonight in the first half for the Cavaliers, and Colton Robinson got in on the action nice as he had a couple of big runs right up the gut and found the end zone twice.
Doing everything he would want. How your fullback. Picking
and
up
here
big
we go.
First downs and touchdowns.
Second half is underway and it's driven deep to Jeraven Johnson. Hauls it in at about the 15.
Look
Johnson out across the 40 and he's going to be drugged down to the 50 and keeps his feet moving into Topper territory at the Hillsborough 46. A heck of a return from Jeraven Johnson. For the first time tonight that Carlinville will start on the Hillsborough side of the 50. Leading 28-8.
All comes down to Toppers hasn't found a way to stop this Cavalier running attack.
DeLong lines up as the deep back. Colton Robinson the fullback. Aiden Nagel comes out wide to the right. Another tight formation for the Cavaliers. It'll be the fullback, Colton Robinson. And Hillsborough stacks it up. First play out of the locker room. And Magnus Wells says, not right now. Throws it for no gain. Nice job by Magnus Wells. He was first on the scene and just wrapped up Colton Robinson and drove him backwards. And that was something we didn't see a lot of in the first half.
In fact, Hartle, I don't think any no gain plays more than one the whole half.
Bobby Seal, the deep back for Carlinville. Robinson, the fullback. Second and 10, they will give to. Nope, that is DeLong, and Colton DeLong, a stiff arm, turns the corner, inside the 20, down at the 15. That is a gain of 31 yards. And just like that, Carlinville into the Severs Recruitment Red Zone, powered by Severs JCB. Score now with JCB at Severs JCB, online at SeversEquipment.com. Another impressive run for Colton DeLong. They marked him out at the 17, so it'll be a gain of 29, not 31. Still pretty good, though.
Take it every time.
Full house backfield. Byatt will hand to DeLong. Colton probing his way and dragging the pile. Breaks free for a moment and winds up inside the 10 down to about the 6. A gain of 11. That's just a powerful run of guts and determination from Colton DeLong. It looked like he was wrapped up by about 3 white shirts, and all of a sudden he just started dragging the pile, squirted free momentarily, and winds up with a nice gain of 11. And it'll be first and goal at the 6.
191 yards, 9 away from that 200.
He went over 1,000 for the season in the first quarter tonight. The game's first drive, actually. They give to Colton Robinson. Robinson, he's moving the pile down towards the goal line for the touchdown. His third touchdown of the night. From 6 yards out at the 10:33 mark of the third quarter. Impressive drive out of the locker room.
62 yards, 3 touchdowns. That's what you like to have in a fullback.
Good productivity. Rosentrader on for the extra point. Towards the south upright. Snap is back. The hold is down. Rosentrader's kick is low, and it is blocked. Extra point no good. 10:33 for the third quarter. Carlinville strikes again. They lead Hillsborough 34-8. Back with the Cavvy kickoff following these messages on WQSMI. Here, Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary for Carlinville. 4 plates, 46 yards in a minute and 18 seconds right out of the locker room. Extra point no good. Colton Robinson, a 6-yard touchdown, and Carlinville leads 34-8. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carlinville since 1854. Joey Leip on the return, far side of the field. He will carry out across the Topper 30 to about the Hillsborough 33, and that's where the Toppers will start first and 10 with 10:26 to play in the third quarter. Hillsborough scored early in that second quarter to make it 14-8 after their 2-point conversion. Since then, 3 unanswered touchdowns for the Cavvies. Tekin will work from shotgun. One tailback behind him. A 4 receiver set for the Toppers. They will hand. Oh, fake to Harkins. Tekin going to keep it himself, running left, and he's getting chased and driven down on the near sideline. Great closing speed that time as Lonnie Rosentrader tracked him down. And Tekin had success running right in the first half. They went left that time, and you just saw 4 blue shirts chasing after him.
Still a good positive game. That has been the Toppers' most consistent offense, is their quarterback scrambling to the left or right.
He's out at the 38, a gain of 5. 2nd and 5 for the Toppers. 4 receiver set again. Tekin will hand to Harkins. Jonah Harkins trying to bounce outside. Nothing doing there. And he gets to the 40. Pickup of 2, and it'll be 3rd and about 3. 9.5 minutes for the third quarter. Carlinville got the football to start the second half. Right down the field they went for a 6-yard Colton Robinson touchdown, his 3rd of the night. Tekin from shotgun. Hillsborough needs to get to about the 44. Tekin going to keep it himself, running right, and I think he got the first down on the far side of the field. So he knew exactly where that stick was and moved the chains for the Toppers.
Looks like he got that plus an extra yard.
Needed 3, got 4, out to the Hillsborough 44. Jace Tekin has really been the main offense with his legs here tonight for Hillsborough. Shotgun snap back to Jace. He's flushed to his right, backpedaling, and just throws it away. Takes a big hit back there. He got it away just in time. It's Aaron Wills on the quarterback pressure that time. It'll be 2nd and 10. Clock will stop on the incompletion. 9:02 for the third quarter. I think that was 63 Clay Crow. 63 Clay Crow. The good eyes of Darren Deneath. 6-8.
Miller save.
Who says they're just numbers? Jace Tekin will hand it off to Harkins. And He carries out across the 45 to about the 47. Gain of three.
Well, Toppers get half of it here. Tim, I think they'll just keep going on fourth downs once at least past midfield.
They need to get to the Carthenville 47 for a first down. It's third and six right now. Clock running 8.5 minutes for the third quarter. Tekin from shotgun. He's got a four-receiver set. He will motion Joey Life across the formation.
Oh, boy.
They run into each other. Tekin's going to keep it himself.
Works every time.
And he gets close to a first down. The motion man, Life, ran into his tailback in the backfield, Harkins. And Tekin said, all right, I'll just do it myself. And he gets a yard shy of the first down.
Still been one of their best plays. His bad snaps. And seems like they throw the timing off and they get a big gain. And really, for that situation, that was a very big gain by Tekin.
It was quick thinking, too, to recognize, okay, whatever we were going to run is not going to work.
Well, almost took them both, two or three of them down in one play as they collided.
Fourth and less than a yard for the Toppers at the Carthenville 47 inside of 8 minutes for the third quarter. So a chance here for Hillsborough to convert on fourth and short and keep the drive alive. If not, Carthenville gets very good starting field position. Tekin will come under center. And now the Toppers are going to take a timeout. 7:41 for the third quarter. Carthenville leading Hillsborough 34-8. We'll come back with Hillsborough's fourth and one snap following these messages on WSMI. Back here at Carthenville High School following the Topper timeout, they have fourth and less than a yard at the Carthenville 47-yard line.
I like Jace himself taking the ball to his favorite side for this yard.
Let's see if we get Tekin running right here. Jace will keep it himself, but he will go left, and he plows his way down to the Carthenville 45 for a Topper first down.
He's had the game so far.
Only one turnover in the game, and that was a big one as Hillsborough was on the move, down 21-8, and then after the fumble, Carthenville quickly answered to make it 28-8, scored out of the locker room to make it 34-8. First and 10, Hillsborough, the Carthenville 45. Tekin going to keep it himself, and he gets clipped just inside the 45, as that was Christian Griffith on the stop there, as Tekin picked up two down to the Cavvy 43.
It does kind of look like he has more quarterback body, halfback body. He's wearing down himself.
Inside of 7 minutes for quarter number three here on a chilly night in Carthenville. Handoff goes to Harkins, and Jonah Harkins powers his way inside the 40, squirts free down to the 36. Gain of seven. Nice job of blocking up front by the Hillsborough offensive front. As it's going to set up third down and short. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. Early in the second half, and North Mac has extended their lead over Pleasant Plains. That score now 20-7. Now back to Tim and Carl in Carlinville.
Thanks, David. And North Mac in a good position with their schedule to get themselves into the postseason.
Kind of an important win today if they hold on, obviously.
Third and two for the Toppers. Approach the midway point of the third quarter. Tekin fakes to Harkins, keeps himself, cuts it back inside, and he might wind up with a Topper first down. He will inside of the 35 down to the 34. He wanted to go outside. That was cut off. He got wrapped up but kept those legs moving and fell forward and got himself a Hillsborough first down. So a nice job here by the Topper offense, Carl. They converted on fourth and short and now on third and short.
88 yards for Chase. Tekin having a heck of a ball game. This is really their best drive, as their touchdown drive was on quickly by three plays.
And two big plays on that touchdown drive. Here's Harkins running right. Carthenville stacks that up. The entire defensive front has that closed off. No gain. That gain of one on the play down to the 33. Next snap will be the 11th play of the Hillsborough drive. We approach the 5-minute mark of the third quarter. Staunton Greenville coming up next here on FM 106. All the scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. Sports Saturday at 9:03. Play action. Tekin rolling to the right. He's going to throw, looking in zone, and it is incomplete. A fantastic defensive play back there. I think that was Joe Luz. Might have been Lonnie Rosentrader. That's who it was, as he elevated and knocked that football away. Timed perfectly.
That was a well-thrown ball, too. I mean, high school level, that's very on-target pass, but like I say, bigger defensive play by the Cavaliers.
That was one-on-one coverage out there, and Rosentrader timed it perfectly. Brings up third and eight, 4:55 for the third quarter. Three receiver set, two on the left side of the formation for Tekin from shotgun. Has pressure, sets up the screen, catches made by Harkins, and he's wrapped up immediately. Ramey Lewis was right there as the entire defensive front was allowed to come through on the screen, but Ramey Lewis stayed home, and he was right in the perfect spot.
Yeah, if he doesn't make the play, he's got the first down. Now, he's still drugging for a good gain and got him within a little long yard, it looks like.
Yard away. Ball spotted just outside the 25 at the 26.
But he had three blockers and just one defender, Cavalier Ramey Lewis, who got him.
Been a big player for Cronville for a number of years. Now Tekin going to keep it himself. Got tripped up, dives forward instinctively, and I think he got the first down inside the 25 at the 24.
Had it easily, but like you say, I think he tripped himself and made the dive to make sure he got to the first down marker.
So another conversion on third and short. 13 plays on the drive that started back at their own 33-yard line. They've chewed a lot of time here. They took over with 10:26 in the third quarter. This is their first possession of the second half after Cronville scored a touchdown in four plays. Here is Harkins straight ahead. Not much there for Jonah on the carry. Got no gain on the play there. It'll be second and 10. Clock runs 3:45 for the third quarter. Game two of the NLCS tomorrow, 2:13 pregame on AM 1540 and FM 106.9. Game one underway right now on FM 106.9. Nationals leading 1-0, and Cardinals don't have a hit. They're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Second and 10 for the Toppers. Tekin from shotgun. Has time, throws the slant, and incomplete. Thought it was going to be hauled in there by Andrew Law, but he couldn't squeeze it. Tekin had some zip on that football. Maybe too much zip.
It's one of those, you know, I think he had to have quite a bit to get it through there.
It'll be third and 10. Clock stops on the incompletion, 3:09 for the third quarter of play.
It's a big third down. Toppers want to try and get back in this football game.
Quarter to fourth down and a pair of third downs. Tekin going to keep it himself, and he is stacked and dropped. No gain on the play. I think it was Reed Kleeman in there on the stop immediately. And it's going to be fourth down and long for the Toppers. They will go. Tekin got one to the 23. This will be the 17th play of the drive. And it's fourth and 9. 34-8, Carlinville leading. Snap away to Tekin. Steps up. He's pressured, and he is sacked. It'll be a turnover on downs as Reed Kleeman on back-to-back plays
Kleeman
gets Tekin on the ground. And a 17-play drive ends with a turnover on downs. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. They are in the second half at Roxana, and Gillespie has tied the score. It's now 16-16. We'll be updating that for you throughout the evening. Now back to Tim and Carl in Carlinville.
All right. Thank you, David. Playoff implications there in Roxana. Good to see the Miners fight back. By
a pass.
Throw! The catch is made by Joe Lewis. He's got a first down right across midfield. They're going to mark him out at the Hillsboro 40. 5-yard line. Gain of 25 from Byatt to Lewis. And there's a pass play for you.
Well, you kind of wonder if the quarterback says, hey, coach, can I at least throw one pass today? Haven't done one yet. Third quarter's about over.
Nicely thrown football.
It was
from
indeed.
Michael Byatt. First and 10, Cavies at the Hillsborough 45. 2:10, third quarter. Byatt will give to the fullback, Colton Robinson, straight ahead. Short gain down to the 42. Pickup of 3.
Well, that was a great job, or drive, I should say, up to that point by the Toppers. And the good thing is, a lot of those players, the quarterback, they're going to be back. They're going to be able to finish those kind of drives come next year. 17 plays, though, that's really kind of heartbreaking.
It is.
Have that many plays and not come up with any points.
Magnus Wells was slow to his feet. He gets up, able to get off under his own power. He tried to convince the official he was okay, but once they had blown their whistle for the stoppage, he had to come off the field for at least a snap. Yeah, it's hard to keep the football for 17 plays, no matter how
high
the drive
school especially.
Ends. Second and 7 for the Cavies. Everybody on the line of scrimmage except DeLong. He will take the carry, stretch play to the left, has the corner, has the first down for Carthenville, out of bounds on the far side of the field as he carries inside of the 30 down to about the Hillsborough 27. Gain of 15.
That should put him over that 200 mark, 206 unofficially.
He's having a monster year, is Colton DeLong. 89 seconds for the third quarter. Cavies looking for more. 20 unanswered since Hillsborough pulled to within 6 early in the second quarter. Byatts will give it to the fullback Colton Robinson, and Robinson plows his way ahead. He's inside of the 25, down to the 24, a pickup of 3. Clock will run 70 seconds for the first half, or excuse me, for the third quarter. Byatts from the sideline back into the huddle after retrieving the Carthenville play. Into the final minute of quarter number 3, second and 8 for the Cavaliers. DeLong in the backfield. Everybody else up on the line of scrimmage for Carthenville. We've seen this formation a number of times this evening. There was that hard count from Byatts. He gets a snap away, keeps it himself.
There's that line.
He carries down inside the 20 to the 18 for a gain of 6. And Carthenville back into the Severs Equipment Red Zone, powered by Severs and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Severs. Online at SeversEquipment.com. Sets up third in about 3. And that can be the final snap of the third quarter. 34-8. Just one touchdown in the quarter. It was a 6-yard touchdown from Colton Robinson on the first drive of the second half. And after 3 quarters here in Carthenville, the Cavaliers lead Hillsborough 34-8. Back with fourth quarter action following these messages on WQSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Carthenville High School. Hard to believe it's already week 7 of the high school football season. 3 weeks from tomorrow, we'll have the Road to DeKalb, the playoff football preview show on WQSMI FM 106. Carthenville looking to get above 500 for the first time since their opening week victory over Roxana. They then lost 3 straight weeks to Vandalia, Greenville, and Pena, coming off 2 straight wins over Staunton and Gillespie. In control against Hillsborough here, 34-8 as we start the fourth quarter, 3rd and 3 facing the Cavaliers. High formation. Byatts will hand to DeLong. Colton, running left, runs through Joey Leip, stacked up and moves the pile down close to the 10-yard line. He has the first down, picks up about 8 yards. They'll mark him at the 11. We'll call it a gain of 7. You know it's coming, and you just can't stop it. The power of Colton DeLong, 6'1", 220 pounds for the senior tailback here on senior night for Carthenville.
Has that good speed to the outside. He's beaten the Toppers to the corner several times in this game.
I formation behind Byatts. They will give to Colton Robinson, and Hillsborough stacks that up. No gain on that play as he gets driven backwards by Jude Bertolino, but his forward progress was stopped after no gain. 11 minutes to play in the ball game. Carlinville will travel to Southwestern next week. Hillsboro will be home to take on their rivals from Litchfield. That's a game we'll have live on FM 106. The Route 16 rivalry. Last time Hillsboro won a game, it was at Hillsboro. Byatt's under center, I formation. It's along the tailback. Play action, rolling to his right. Has Michaels leading out in front, throws to the end zone for Johnson, incomplete. A little bit high that time.
Johnson say, on the dive. A little too much extra arm left because he hasn't been using it much.
That'll bring up third down and about nine for the Cavaliers. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
9 minutes left in the ball game at Roxana, and the Shells take the lead. That score 23-16 over Gillespie. Now back to Tim and Carl in Carlinville.
So Gillespie needs an answer drive there in Roxana.
Good game going on down there.
Third and nine for Carlinville. They will give to Robinson and Colton running left. Not much there. He gets inside the 10 down to about the 7. Gain of 4, and it'll bring up fourth down. Clock runs 10 and a half minutes for the ball game.
Well, truthfully, a pass play down this close to near the goal line and tough yards to get, but I could see it going still to Colton DeLong.
Fourth and 6. I formation DeLong the tailback. And will bring Joe Lewis into the backfield as well, along with Colton Robinson. Byatt's going to hand to DeLong. Colton DeLong probes his way, and he is into the end zone for the touchdown. On fourth and 6, DeLong powers his way into the end zone. A 7-yard touchdown, his third of the night, at the 9:53 mark of the ball game.
Unofficially 220 yards and those 3 touchdowns, Tim, for Colton DeLong. 72 yards for Colton Robinson and 3 touchdowns. A pretty good dynamic duel.
It has worked very well here this evening. Rosentrader had his last extra point blocked. Snap back, hold down.
Oh,
that one is all buffed up as the hold, I think.
Never got
put down as Rosentrader went to kick, but the ball wasn't there. Charlie Brown style.
He Charlie Browned him. And then he paid the price because he got whacked by the Hillsboro defense.
40-8, Carlinville leading Hillsboro. Back with the Cavalier kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Rosentrader drives it down the middle of the field. It'll be hauled in at the 15-yard line there by Joey Leip, and he plows his way out across the 30. Gets close to the 35-yard line, and he's down there. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary, 10 plays, 75 yards in 4 minutes and 38 seconds, a 7-yard touchdown run for Colton DeLong, his third of the night, the extra point. No good, 40-8, Carlinville. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carlinville since 1854. Ball is marked out across the 35 at the 37 for the Toppers with 9:46 to play in the ball game. And they keep it on the ground. That is Harkins on the carry. And for Jonah, he gets back to the line of scrimmage. 9.5 minutes to play here in Carlinville. Stay tuned. Staunton at Greenville coming up next here on FM 106. David Jenkins will have a post-game show for you after we're through here, as the Gillespie Miners trying to battle back down in Roxana. Shells have to have the win to stay playoff eligible. Teakin on the slant, fires it an incomplete, looking for Dylan McCamick. That's bring up third down.
He's got.
And I think we just lost Carl's microphone. Well, that's interesting. Better grab that handheld over there, Carlos. 9:05 for the ball game. It's 40-8 as the Toppers facing third and 10. And it's Teakin on the keeper, and he's got nowhere to go. He is brought down back inside the 35 at the 33. Clock running inside of 9 minutes for the first half. That's going to set up fourth down and about 10. 40-8. Carlinville leading, 8.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. As Tekin from shotgun will motion Bertolino across the formation to the left. It's a direct snap. Now a pitch back to Tekin. And it looked like he wanted to throw maybe, tries to run, and he picks up a few yards, but well short of the line needed to gain, and they will turn it over on downs. So that'll give the football back to Carlinville with 8:16 to play in the ball game, leading 40-8. So here comes the second unit for the Carlinville Cavaliers. On senior night, what a way for the Carlinville seniors to go out. It's going to be three straight wins for the Cavaliers after that 1-3 start. Aiden DeBerzy, the new quarterback for the Cavaliers, as he will work from shotgun, hands it off to Luke Doherty, and Doherty bounces outside, and he can't get the corner, though, and he is down just inside the 40 at the 39. Lost a yard, did Doherty, inside of 8 minutes for the ball game. Of course, you can get all of our high school sports in a podcast for you online at WSMIRadio.com. As well as our live stream through our friends at Network One Sports. 2nd and 11. They're going to throw it out into the flat. The catch is made. Then a nice spin move by Mason Duckles. And Duckles runs it down inside of the 30 down to the 29. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. In case you're wondering why I hadn't updated you from Moroa Forsyth, it's because nobody has scored. They're into the fourth quarter, and it's still a tie ball game between Moroa Forsyth and Athens, 7-7. Now back to Tim and Carl in Carlinville.
All right, David, thank you very much. Good ball game there between Moroa Forsyth and Athens. And we've got a timeout taken by Carlinville. 6:49 for the ball game. It is Carlinville in control over Hillsborough, 40-8. Back to Carlinville following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, and for the moment, the microphone-less Carl DeVar. Not really sure what has happened to Carl's microphone over there. They didn't like what you had to say, Carl. And the powers of V have just cut you off. 6:49 to play in the ball game. It's 40-8, and Carlinville carries off the left side. As the carry that time belonged to Mason Duckles again after he had that nice reception. 6:42 for the ball game. Another first down for Carlinville. As the second unit in for the Cavaliers. And DeBerzy will come under center. There we go, Carl. Whatever you did, you must have had a loose wire somewhere. As they hand off to Duckles running to the right, and he is brought down. No, I heard you fiddling over there. Whatever you were doing, it was working, but now we got nothing from you. We got a technical issue with Carl DeVar's microphone. 5:58 for the ball game. It's 2nd and 13 for Carlinville. As DeBerzy will come under center. He will hand it off to Duckles running left, and he's going to be brought down in the backfield. A nice open field tackle made right there by Maddox Scott. It's going to set up third down and long. 3rd and 15 officially here for the Carlinville Cavaliers. Leading 40-8. Only scoring here in the fourth quarter. Colton DeLong early in the fourth quarter his third touchdown of the night. DeLong has three. Colton Robinson has three. They hand it right up the gut and nothing doing, as hit immediately was Doherty. He bounced off the first tackler, then got brought down after a very short gain on the play. It'll bring up fourth down and about 15, and the clock will run 4:45 for the ball game. Staunton and Greenville coming up next here on WQSMI FM 106. We'll have Sports Saturday tomorrow morning, 9:03. Macoupin County Volleyball Tournament coming up tomorrow, hosted by North Mac, which will be held right here at Carlinville. So that'll be a fun day of volleyball in Macoupin County tomorrow as they run left on 4th and 15 and not much doing, as Duckles had nowhere to go, and Carlinville will turn it over on downs. Our soccer regionals got underway today. They will continue tomorrow. Then for real soccer for 1A gets underway next week with regional semifinal action. A few of the quarterfinal games today, a couple more of them, will be held tomorrow. Of course, volleyball seedings came out earlier in the week. The actual matchup should be unveiled, or should probably be unveiled right now. And the volleyball postseason right around the corner. 4:22 for the ball game. Carlinville leading 40-8 over Hillsboro. Here's Jace Teakin. He's going to throw a slant. The catch is made by McCamick. And we've got an official now saying incomplete. That ball bounced up off the ground to McCamick. 4:14 to play. Incomplete pass for the Toppers. They start at the 30. It'll be second and 10 with 4:14 to play in the ballgame. All the Toppers looking to the sideline for the play. Now Teakin checks his wristband for the conversion. Shotgun snap for Teakin. Oh, the shotgun snap is low and to his left. He will have to pick it up, and now he's in trouble. He's just in chase mode. He's going to be sacked for a big loss back inside the 20. And let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. Just under 10 minutes to play in the ball game. Maroa Forsyth takes a 14-7 lead over Athens. Now back to Tim and Carl in Carlinville.
Okay, thank you very much, David Jenkins. And I have found the problem with Carl's microphone, but unfortunately I'm not an engineer.
Loose wire.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, it's a loose wire on Carl's headset. We'll have to get our engineer Chris on that coming up next week. We'll get Carl back on the air for you next week. That pass is incomplete. Going to bring up 4th and 23 with 3:29 to play in the ball game. Staunton and Greenville coming up next here on WQSMI FM 106. Gary Booker and Dan Newkirk will have the call there. The Toppers are going to punt. Carlinville didn't have anybody back, and that kick is going to hit at the 40, take a right-hand turn and go towards the sideline and out of bounds. It does not cross midfield. It'll be down there at the 47-yard line, and that's where Carlinville will take over. 1st and 10 at the Hillsboro 47. With 3:19 to play in the ballgame. The Carlinville second unit on the field for their second series, as Aiden DeBerzy will come under center. Aiden, a 5'9", 145-pound sophomore. He will hand off to Mason Duckle, spins away, and then he is met right off that spin for a short gain of two. Down to the 45-yard line, 3:05 for the ball game. .250 and running here in the fourth quarter. DeBerzy will hand it to Doherty. And he gets inside the 45 and no more than slung backwards. winds up on his backside across the 50. As I think that was Ian Malloy, he just kind of flung him backwards. 2:20 for the ball game. Cronville going to move to 4-3 on the year at Southwestern at Litchfield to close the season. I formation behind DeBerzy. He comes under center. He's going to pitch it left to Mason Duckles. Duckles running left, cuts it back inside, takes a big hit, but a good physical finish to that run by Mason Duckles. He's just a sophomore at 5'11", 185 pounds. That'll probably be a name we hear a lot next year for the Cavaliers. 100 seconds for the ball game. Stay tuned. David Jenkins will have a post-game show, then game two of our WSMI doubleheader. Thanks to Megan Cordy, who produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. As DeBerzy will pitch left to Duckles. Mason Duckles is driven out of bounds on the near sideline by Jude Bertolino. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
In the fourth quarter at Roxana, the Shells starting to pull away. The score now 30-16 over Gillespie. Now back to Tim and Carl in Carlinville.
Thank you very much, David. Minute 19 for the ball game. And that was a nice finish to that tackle by Jude Bertolino on Mason Duckles. 40-8 Carlinville. They scored every time they had the football in the first half and in the first drive out of the locker room. Here's Jonah Harkins, as that was a fourth down carry that resulted in a turnover on downs, and Harkins carries out across the 45 to about the Hillsboro 47. Stays inbounds. Clock will run. We'll be inside of a minute by the next topper snap. Shotgun for Jace Teakin. Straight back in the pocket. He wants to throw deep. A lot of air under that football and incomplete. Probably should have been intercepted by Jeff Nijmanowski, but he just couldn't squeeze it. 50.2 seconds for the ball game. Third and three now for the Toppers from their own 47-yard line. Deacon again from shotgun. Snap was high, pulls it down, going to keep it himself. He has the first down, crosses midfield, and gets down to the Carlinville 41-yard line. So the clock will stop as they move the chains with 41.4 seconds to play here in week number 7 for Carlinville and Hillsboro. Clock running, 38 seconds. Hillsboro's going to fall to 0-7. Litchfield comes into Toppertown next week. The Litchfield team and the Hillsboro team both will be looking for that first win of the year. Down the sideline looking for Joey Leip. Incomplete. Leip was behind the defense there, which is thrown behind him. Clock will stop on the incompletion with 19.9 seconds to play. That will bring up 2nd and 10. Hillsboro got into the end zone on a 45-yard run from Jace Teakin. It was their only score of the night. They did get the two-point conversion on a nice throw and catch from Teakin to Light. Jay's going to throw out in the flat to Jude Bertolino. Big time lick. Bertolino had to elevate to make the catch, and then Mason Duckles came in and blew him up. Bertolino slow to get to his feet. He took a big shot right in his back right there, and that will be the final play of the ball game. What a way to end it here on senior night. A big lick from Mason Duckles. Carlinville back to over 500 on the year at 4-3. They beat Hillsboro 40-8. We'll take a break. David Jink is back with the postgame show following these messages on WSMI. We've got him back. He's here.
All righty.
Hello, Carl.
Hi, Tim. How's it going?
Hey, yeah. It's going pretty good. And going real good for the Carlinville Cavaliers. They've now won three games in a row and back above 500 at 4-3.
Back above 500 and just doing it on a consistent basis with that running game.
And, I mean, yeah, 3 weeks in a row now, the running game has been the story.
Colton DeLong, 220 yards. Colton Robinson, 72 yards. Of course, they bring in some secondary teams later, but bottom line, they could have obviously ran for over 300 yards in a combo. That's amazing.
And each scored three touchdowns on the night as Carlinville wins it 40-8. For Hillsborough now 0-7 on the year, but we saw some bright spots tonight in the form of Jace Teakin in that rushing attack.
Yeah, Teakin did a heck of a job. I mean, he carried the ball as a quarterback 25 times in this game, picked up 103 yards and just did a good job. Had a few passes that could have been caught. And I think when the mic was going out, I was going to say on that one time he just drilled one. By next year, maybe he'll learn to have a little touch when a guy's, you know, in front of him open. He can just zip it in, but not quite so fast.
And that's the thing for Hillsborough, and it doesn't do the nine seniors on this year's team any good. Doesn't make the other players on the team feel any better about the way this year is going. But you can see that it is going to get better. Hillsborough.
I think so, and they showed that they can hit, obviously. They never could stop Carlinville completely. They'd hold them up quite a bit, but they never could get that stop drive of Carlinville. Next year, they might have that extra player or two or a little more size to them. They'll make a big difference.
So once again, it was a Colton DeLong show for the Cavaliers as the senior goes out in style with over 200 rushing yards and three touchdowns on the night. So Carlinville 4-3 on the year. They will travel to Southwestern next week. For Hillsborough, they are 0-7 on the year. They will host Litchfield coming up next week. That's a game we'll have for you on WSMI FM 106. That's going to wrap it up here from Carlinville on senior night. The Cavs win it 40-8 thanks to all the wonderful people at Carlinville. Athletic Director Darren Deneve and an entire crew. They treat us so good every time we come into town. So we thank them for their hospitality. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. We are done here from Carlinville. Back now to David Jenkins in our WSMI studios.